The original U.S. television series Star Trek was in reruns for years before it was revived in the cinemas, and years more before the series inspired successful spin-offs like Star Trek The Next Generation or Deep Space Nine. But all inceptions continue to be popular among fans even today. In the Czech Republic, members of one fan club, Continuum.cz, decided to take their fascination a step further, to boldly go where none here had gone before. They shot their very own amateur film based on the Star Trek universe. Titled The Metron Incident, the project took 3 years to complete and was inspired most by the 1990 series Star Trek The Next Generation. 25-year-old Anna Stefankova, a project manager in IT, was the film's director, her first ever such outing. She described how the idea for the film came about this week.
A few people from the Star Trek fan club, namely me and one of my friends, Ondřej, we were kind of discussing in a tea room, like, what about Star Trek in Czech? And then we got this crazy idea about shooting a movie. And since we don't have any experience with that, then we kind of imagined we would take a camera, we would write a script, and it would be finished in 1 month or something like that. It took a bit longer, but it was quite fun. So at the end, it was quite a good experience, I think.
All of those involved were obviously dedicated Star Trek fans, and really, who else for such an undertaking? 23 people between the ages of 16 and 50 either acted or were members of the crew, or both. Besides directing, Anna Stefankova, too, had a small role.
Difficult for me was that I had a small role in the movie itself, so then I was never satisfied with how I acted, and then I didn't like it at all. And at the end, I had to decide for something to put there in the movie from these mind scenes. But in general, I think it was more about the fun. I wasn't like director saying, once more, do it again. Of course, I was saying that in a slightly nicer tone, and at least I was trying. But it was also, there were several people at once, and so somebody said, okay, this needs a bit improving, and oh yeah, that was good. So then it was kind of general consensus, like, now that's good.
Scenes aboard the Federation ship were shot against a green screen to allow the interiors of the ship to later be computer-generated, a process which, along with battle scenes, took up the lion's share of the post-production through editing and FX programs on home computers. Exteriors representing an alien world were then filmed at a quarry near the town of Beroun, outside of Prague. Anna Stefankova describes the essential ingredients necessary for any Star Trek project.
I think the crucial is to have Star Trek fans who want to do Star Trek movie. And of course, you need uniforms, because without uniforms, it doesn't look really Star Trek. So we were trying to find some uniforms. Some aunts were sewing uniforms for us, and friends, and some people even themselves. And then, of course, you need a Federation ship, and for that you need a computer to have a Federation ship. And I think you need to like Star Trek and have some good ideas about what is it about.
By now, you're probably wondering about the story in the Metron incident. Well, the plotline is similar in story arc to the professional series, where crew members led by Captain James T. Kirk or Captain Jean-Luc Picard were often dragged into tangled diplomatic dilemmas or forced to decide moral issues in which there were few easy choices. In this Trekkie film, the USS Avatar crew is led by a female captain, Talisa Ren, put in a difficult spot after a character is kidnapped by a previously peaceful alien race.
Na obraz.
Kapitáne, váš neospravedlnitelný útok na Metren pouze potvrdil naše informace o Federaci.
Tenhle první tři západy.
In classic Star Trek fashion, an away team is beamed down to the planet's surface. The effect, like the ship's interiors themselves, was not easy to replicate. Anna Stefankova again.
That was quite a challenge at the beginning, and it's a special effect which is used quite often in Star Trek. It's a nice effect, of course, that's why it's used so often. And we did it in a computer software program, and of course we tried to search for some hints on internet how to do that, and I think the guys found some tutorials or help on internet from some other Star Trek fans.
In the end, the team was able to come up with their own version. Equally tricky were battle scenes or establishing shots showing the USS Avatar's fluid movement through space. There, as well as dramatic scenes involving actors, the director again took inspiration from professional Star Trek productions.
I took some inspiration, especially in some style of shooting space battles, because for me, as a novice in this area, it was quite interesting to just watch how they are moving the camera in space, because of course they are not in space and we are not in space. So I was just looking how they are doing it. We were trying to compare to other, for example, fan film amateur movies to avoid some real close-ups where you have just the vista of the captain and 1 meter behind him or her. So we were trying to put more figures into one shot, but that was sometimes difficult because the actors sometimes didn't even meet when we were shooting. So we had once, we had the captain, the first officer, and some enemies on the stage, but we needed some other two people to be in that scene. So 1 weekend we shot a few people, second weekend we shot another few people, and then thanks to the green screen we were able to put them, for example, into one scene.
Although an amateur project, the Metron incident clearly took enormous time and effort. Anna Stefankova stresses it was an enjoyable experience on the whole, even though there were moments when she and others felt they had gotten in a bit over their heads. Now the project is complete. Last weekend, the Metron incident had its first screening at Prague's Atlas Theater and was visited by around 150 fans. For now, another screening is planned and possibly even a DVD release. As for the past series, I couldn't help but leave Anna Stefankova with one more question. Star Trek the original or the Next Generation? In other words, did she prefer the original Captain Kirk, played by William Shatner, or the more contemporary Captain Picard, played by Patrick Stewart? Anna Stefankova, once more.
For me, it's Jean-Luc Picard, of course.
What qualities?
He likes Earl Grey, and I think he's quite charming in a way, but for example, he has also some kind of minuses. He's not always the best guy for everything. He's not getting well with the children, which I'm not sure if it's minus or plus, but it's kind of nice side story. And he's making decisions, but he's thinking about them a bit, so he's not the rushing guy. But sometimes he's also action guy. So I think it was a well-written character.